This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle urges Nepali diaspora to invest in Nepal. Landslides and flooding disrupt traffic on major highways across the country. Process begins to form new government in Karunali province. And Typhoon Noel makes landfall in southern China. Hundreds of thousands of people evacuated. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has urged the Nepali diaspora to invest in Nepal to support the country's development and economic prosperity. Speaking during a virtual interaction with the young Nepali entrepreneurs in Australia, Finance Minister Wagle encouraged them to remain connected to their homeland, highlighting the government's once a Nepali, always a Nepali vision. The Finance Minister noted that the government has introduced tax and revenue reforms, along with investment-friendly industrial policies, rather to create a more conducive business environment. He also assured potential investors that they would be able to repatriate returns with ease. He said initiatives such as the non-resident Nepali bond, offshore bond, and alternative financing mechanisms have been introduced to encourage greater investment from the Nepali diaspora. Heavy rainfall has triggered landslides and river erosion, disrupting traffic on several major highways across the country. The BP Highway has been closed to nighttime traffic, while vehicles are barred from using the Kurukut Nepal Thok Tunzavesi Road between 6 p.m. and 4 a.m. due to flood risk. The Kanti Highway has also been suspended. The Kanti Highway has also suspended traffic from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. until further notice. Meanwhile, mudslides have completely blocked the Mechi Highway in Ilam, while landslides have obstructed the Aruniku Highway in Sindhupalchuk, affecting access to Botiko Sirwal municipality. Transport has also been disrupted on the Lamu Sagu Ramatsap Road because of erosion caused by the Tamakosi River, with traffic diverted to an alternate route. Landslides have also blocked the Thrissuli-Mailung Saprabesi Road, while rising water levels in the Gyakur River have made the Jomsom-Korela Road impossible. Meanwhile, the Nagma-Gumgudiyu Road section has been completely blocked after a massive landslide struck the Jari River area in Chayanath Rara municipality 8 of Mugu. The landslide has stranded passengers and vehicles traveling to and from Mugu. According to the road division office, debris clearance is underway, but it may take another 2 or 3 days before the road is fully reopened to traffic. Rescue operations are continuing after an electric vehicle plunged into the Botikoshi River, with security personnel intensifying efforts to locate the missing driver. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung visited the accident site today and directed officials to step up the search operation. Chief District Officer Nagarendra Pariyar said 10 drones and divers from all three security agencies have been deployed to search for the missing driver, 22-year-old Sabin Tamag of Kalika Rural Municipality 3 in Roswa. The District Disaster Management Committee is coordinating the ongoing rescue operation. The process of forming a new government in Karunali province has formally begun following the resignation of Chief Minister Yamlal Kadel. The office of the province chief has invited members of the provincial assembly, who can command a majority with the support of 2 or more parties, to submit their claims for the post of chief minister by 5 p.m. on Tuesday. The office of the province chief has also confirmed that Chief Minister Kadel's resignation, submitted on Saturday, has been accepted. The government has begun implementing an online employee transfer system as part of its efforts to strengthen good governance and make public services more technology-driven. The General Administration Ministry said 1,750 civil servants have already applied for transfers through the new online platform, with more than 80 applications being submitted on average each day. Under the new system, transfer requests can only be submitted online, ending the long-standing practice of filing applications in person at the ministry. Joint Secretary Dholak Raj Dhakal said most applicants have opted for posting in more accessible locations. He added that employees have been allowed to indicate multiple preferred offices, although transfers will be made based on administrative requirements rather than personal preference. Expansion of the Kakarbita Lokahi section of the East-West Highway has gathered pace, with steady progress reported across all construction packages. The 95-kilometer project, being paved with an Asian Development Bank-supported investment of 46 billion rupees, is divided into eastern and western sections. According to the project office, physical progress has reached 47% on the Kakarbita Sitapuri section, 42% on the Sitapuri Gurgaon section, and 19% on the Gurgaon Labipur section. Project Chief Sunil Babu Panta said the first layer of block topping has been completed on 16.5 kilometers. The project, which began in January 2024, is scheduled for completion by February next year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Typhoon Noel has made landfall in southern China's Guangdong province, bringing strong winds and heavy rain and forcing the evacuation of more than 715,000 people. According to China's National Meteorological Center, the typhoon came ashore in Guangdong County in Huizhou early Sunday. State media described Noel as the strongest typhoon to hit China so far this year. Hong Kong's observatory said the storm packed maximum sustained winds of around 110 kilometers per hour near its center and was moving inland while gradually weakening. Authorities have warned of heavy rainfall and strong winds in parts of Guangdong and neighboring Fujian province as emergency response efforts continue. India's satirical cockroach on the party has called off its 5-week-long nationwide protest following the resignation of Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. According to the BBC, the campaign described the minister's resignation as a victory for democracy. Although not a real political party, the cockroach on the party began as an online satirical campaign using an AI-generated cockroach as its symbol and evolved into a major platform, expressing young people's frustration over alleged exam paper leaks and education-related issues. The movement gained further momentum after police crackdown early this week on demonstrators marching towards Parliament left dozens of people injured. In his resignation statement, Pradhan said he respected the aspirations of India's youth and was saddened by the events of the past few days. Now a sports update. Nepali Taekwondo player Baibhavi Sapkota has won a gold medal and a silver medal at the Hainan Cup International Invitation Taekwondo Competition in China. Sapkota claimed the gold medal and the Pumsai event after defeating opponents from Thailand and China. She also secured a silver medal and the Kyurugi event, finishing runner-up to a Thai competitor. The tournament held at Tunchang County Stadium in Hainan Province. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions, while the Terai region will remain partly cloudy. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and thunder showers at some places of the hilly and Himalayan regions. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of the Terai region of Bagmati and Gundagi provinces, and at one or two places of the Terai region of Koshi, Madis, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle urges Nepali diaspora to invest in Nepal. Landslides and flooding disrupt traffic on major highways across the country. Process begins to form new government in Karnali province. And Typhoon Noel makes landfall in southern China. Hundreds of thousands of people evacuated. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.